Board of Adjustment meeting here in Taney County. We'll begin tonight with a call to order. Can we go ahead and establish a quorum, please? Cody?
Yeah. Corey Roebuck.
Here.
Rick Persinger. Rick Caudill.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
David Hurd.
Here.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much. And Cody, can you give us an explanation of the public hearing procedures, presentation exhibits, and governing statutes, please?
Sure. I'd like to welcome everybody to the May 20th Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. The hearing process is guided by Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the Board of Adjustment Bylaws. Public hearings are held for each variance or appeal request filed with the Planning Department. Exhibit A, at this time I'd like to enter the following as evidence. Exhibit A, the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for each case. Exhibit C, a staff file including all relative information for each case. Exhibit D, Board of Adjustment Bylaws. And Exhibit E, meeting and audio files for all the cases to be heard tonight. Okay, for each application, a staff report will be presented followed by questions that you might have for the staff. If anybody would like to comment on any of the applications, please fill out a sign-up sheet at the front of the room. Before addressing the board, turn in your completed sheet. State your name for everyone who speaks, or state your name. Everyone who speaks must be sworn in as you're giving sworn testimony. All comments and questions must be directed only to the board and not into anyone into the audience. All right, now I'm going to give you guys the bylaws that you govern by. Number one, to hear and decide appeals, which it is claimed that there has been an error in law regarding any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official while enforcing county zoning regulations. Number two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it, or those that it's required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission. Or number three, to authorize a variance from strict zoning regulations in cases where a specific property faces unique challenges, such as unusual narrowness, shallowness, shape, topography, or other exceptional conditions. This is only allowed if the strict application of the regulation would cause significant and demonstrable hardship to the property owner, depriving them of a reasonable use of their property as opposed to granting a privilege. Any relief granted must not harm public good or undermine the intent, purpose, integrity of the zoning plan and zoning regulations. All right. With that, I'd like to start out on number one here.
All right, but before you do, you want us to go ahead and get the...
Go ahead.
Review and actions together real quick. We're going to knock those out. So this will be a different board, a little bit different this time because we have two different meeting minutes that I want to do a vote on. So our first review and action will be on the February 18th, 2026 meeting minutes. Board, have you had an opportunity to review those? And if so, do you have any discussion or would you like to make a motion to approve those?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
All right, do we have a second?
I'll second it. Okay.
All right, Corey with a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, now we'll do a review and action on the April 23rd, 2026 meeting minutes. Board, do you have any questions or discussion you'd like to have on that or a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the meeting minutes for April 23rd, 2026.
All right, and a second?
Second.
All right, Corey with a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed?
I will abstain. I was not at that meeting.
Perfect. So we have three on one. Okay. All right. So beginning tonight, we're going to swear in the board members and the public that plans to speak. So if you plan to speak, go ahead and rise and raise your right hand, please. We'll swear you in. You promise to tell the truth the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. So we'll begin tonight with 2026-004V. And Cody, if you can introduce us to that.
All right. Thank you. All right, 2026-004V, variance for an access easement. David and Janice Hillhouse, subject property is 1263 Oakwood Drive, Hollister, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 02, Township 21, Range 22. Request, the Hillhouses are seeking a variance from the provisions of Article 9, Subdivision Design Criteria, Section 4, Easement and Alleys, all of Taney County of the Taney County subdivision regulations. The applicant is seeking a 6-foot access easement for a 4-slip boat dock, 44 feet less than the required 50-foot minimum width required for an easement. The applicant is seeking to increase from a 2-slip boat dock to a 4-slip. The Corps of Engineers requires that they be platted a recorded access easement of a 4-boat dock slip. So when they called to do this, it kind of fell back on, we had to look at how to get access to it, but then our subdivision regulations are more defined for dividing of land, so that access easement is more for like a car. This is going to go down through the Corps property or go up to the Corps property. So anyway, I kind of got a map to kind of show you. So we kind of got to make a determination if we can allow a variance on that standard road easement, access easement. So let me kind of show you what I got going on here. So here's this Graham Clark Road right here. Here's the property way out here, almost across from Battleship Point. A little closer, one house off. It's this lot right here. There we go. So here's the boat dock in question. Here's the house. Here's going to be the driveway access beside the house. Cut back out. They provided a pretty good drawing to give you guys an idea of how unusual this kind of is. Put in a flood easement just so we could see, the house is out of the flood easement. The garage is not. This house is not either. So here is their presented drawing. This is going to be the new road. It's 25. It's, of course, that's even smaller. So as you can see, and I'll get to that point, but our subdivision regs have a 50-foot road right away. They got 25 at their most. It might have more right here, but 25, and then it shrinks down to like 15 in here. Not quite sure what this is, probably 30 or 40, and then they got 6 foot going off their property. So once again, it'll come in here, go beside the house, cut back over, and go to the boat dock. This is a requirement by the Corps when you upgrade a boat dock.
So if I understood that right, that's the easement they have to provide, since that boat dock has more than one owner on it.
Yes.
Through their yard.
That's correct.
Is it coming totally off of that lot?
It is, off their lot, yes.
Wow. So anybody can just walk right through their yard?
Yeah.
It's a public easement, it will be.
It will be, yeah.
Interesting.
Just a minute.
The boat dock might not be. I don't know the regulations on the boat dock.
To getting to the core property, if they
will be.
If we have that, leave that easement, it will be.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we'll give you an opportunity to say it. Yeah, we're just kind of just getting warmed up. So
that's the way I understand it.
Yeah.
If we agree to that easement,
you won't be able to put up a fence to keep people out.
Okay. All right, so let's... You covered everything you want to cover, correct?
The way I understand it?
Yeah.
All right, let's bring the applicant up. If you don't mind, just state your name for the record when you come up, and then we'll let you begin and kind of walk us through this.
Good evening. I'm Janice Hillhouse. So when I started this, we were working with the Corps on what we could and couldn't do with the boat dock, and they require an easement across our property for the boat dock owners, so of that particular boat dock. So the intent is to provide a private access easement to the boat dock owners, where we would record that in the deed and have it on the plat, you know, with the requirements for what the access would be. Along with it is, if depending on how many slips you have in the boat dock, you have to let them have parking access. So, wow. You know, it's one slip or one parking space for every 3 slips. So since we're looking at 4 slips, we have to provide up to 2.
Okay.
So really what I was requesting is the right to establish a private access easement for up to two vehicles to park in my driveway and walk across to get to the boat dock. And again, I was only planning on giving this easement deeded access to the owners of the boat dock. So I wasn't.
I do have a question then.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it is private, did you have it surveyed?
Not yet.
Okay, you're trying to get the permission and then go to that. Okay,
yeah,
that's
so
when
I mean,
you're going
I,
to record that.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe there was a miscommunication and I didn't really need to come here to establish a private easement, or I do. They said I needed core
property.
Planning approval.
I don't think she has to have our approval to do an easement.
No.
Could
I tend to agree, yeah. That's my understanding.
It's not going to. That's why I asked well, if it's going to encroach on the property next door.
And she's that. And this is a variance for the easement, which I don't think that falls into our.
No, you just have to have. I would.
Wait.
You'll
a minute,
have
wait
to answer.
Wait a minute. You, anything that comes to you, if it's in our subdivision regulation on width of an easement, and it's in violation of that, that would come to you guys. So.
What violation is that in?
It's.
That's what we need to establish on that. That there is already a pre-existing boat dock there?
There's a pre-existing boat dock. We went to them and said, is it possible to expand?
Oh, I see.
And
so
we're owners of the two slips, and we have adult children. We're going to assign slips, and we actually own the house next door, too. We were trying to get two slips per house. They don't work like that. Even though you have access, they said you have to give them
things change,
a survey, a plat recorded with a deed that says that there's a perpetual easement for those boat dock owners.
Because you're going to sell your house, some of these.
Because at some point, the dock owners get separated from the landowners, they still have a right to cross property.
So,
because
that is correct. So our easement is 50 foot. The Corps can set whatever their requirements are, but we have a very established easement width, and so that's what you got to determine if you can grant.
Now,
the private, if it's being recorded, is maybe a little different. If you're going to have a plat drawn, I'm thinking maybe.
It'll have to be. It'll have to have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll have to have that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's supposed to make it work. So, I mean, again, I don't think that we're not. I'm still processing this.
I did contact there was an attorney in Springfield, and he wasn't as familiar with the area, and I asked him about it, and he said, well, you should just be able to do a survey and then the deed and record them both with the county. But he didn't really know anything about what the shoreline management plan was, or I don't know if he's even worked with your county before, so I didn't really trust what he was saying.
Yeah. So we have to, the position that we're in is to make the adjustment for the statutes or regulations of that subdivision.
Just the width of the easement.
But that easement is usually for a, I think of how to say this, it's not like she's building a
like
road.
A utility.
Like she's not building
a public easement versus a private easement.
If you read our easement right here, there is no designation but difference between a walking easement, if it's to be used by any other owner besides the owner of the property, it falls under one thing under our sub.
Really? Okay. So then we would, if that's the case, then it's still pretty cut and dry. We have to create a variance to that easement.
I've got the, right there it is. That's the part of the subdivision regulation that regulates it right there. That's all we have in our.
I would have thought that wouldn't have fallen in our scope.
I just broke this yesterday and signed an easement to a neighbor that.
We've done many of them.
Yeah. I think we. Wow.
But if that's the case, maybe because of the core deal, I don't see there's not any reason we could go ahead and proceed so it's on record for their benefit.
Because you're going to have to.
Because then it's on record at that point.
It's going to have to be.
Right.
And then it's over.
Yeah. I mean.
And it'll be there forever.
But it's not public.
Yeah.